mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. I'll read to you from Revelation chapter 12. This would be a scripture I've heard thousands of times over the years from people talking about spiritual warfare. This is beginning of verse 7. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels waging war with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels waged war. And they were not strong enough, and there was no longer place for them in heaven. And the dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. Now, he's not just talking about the fall when Satan was cast. He's given a panoramic view of the fall when Satan was cast to the earth, the fall of man, now the redemptive act of Christ. Again, I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even to death. Let me read this verse again. The thing that King James may say, and usually when I've heard people talk about this in spiritual warfare, they'll use this as like, and now here are the weapons that you use to overcome the enemy. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. But the word here is through, or because, and it's all past tense. It's all completed action. And they have already overcome him. They overcame him. The word's also translated conquered in several places in the New Testament. And they overcame him, conquered him, through the blood of the Lamb. What's the blood of the Lamb? What does it say in several times in Scripture? That we were redeemed through his blood. The blood of the Lamb refers to the finished work of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. They overcame him through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even unto death. I think I shared with you, I haven't talked that much about the trip, but I shared this with you that one of the things that we were stunned with is that when we were in Rentobo, how much conversation by Christians were about the enemy, and how much credence and respect they were showing him. And when you do that, it just gives the enemy, when you come into agreement like that with him, it gives the enemy to be the trespasser that he is, to step on ground that doesn't belong to him, because everybody thinks he can do anything he wants to do. And they're all trying to fight him. And I remember one of the speakers that spoke, well, he was really kind of the one that kind of announced a lot of things, one of the MCs, was just saying, you know, that we're binding the enemy, we're binding the enemy, because we know out there the witches are trying to bind the Holy Spirit. And I'm thinking, the only person who can bind the Holy Spirit is us by our own belief. Even says the war that went on in heaven before the enemy was cast down, he wasn't strong enough to battle the angels. He got cast down. So here's the question I have to ask. How much authority does Satan have over Jesus? Class? None. Well, guess who you are in? Christ. You overcame him through the blood of the Lamb. In his death, burial, and resurrection, he was defeated. Colossians 2 said he was disarmed. He was defeated. And you were crucified with Christ, buried with him, and you rose up in union with his life. That's the word of our testimony. That's the boo. I'm not trying to overcome the enemy. I'm reminding the enemy, because I'm in Christ, he's been overcome. So boo. The only prerequisite that we have is, and they loved their lives even unto death. They didn't love their lives even unto death. In other words, He's given testimony of those who walk in the reality that Satan's been overcome, live a surrendered life. Doesn't mean you're walking a perfect life. There's a place we've quoted before from 2 Chronicles 16:9. The eyes of God run to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for anyone whose heart is completely His, that He might show Himself strong on their behalf. King James says, whose heart is perfect towards Him. Now, I've said this over the years, not perfect walk and not perfect theology. You know, the blood of Christ is shed, He says, about practicing righteousness. We grow, we learn. His blood covers us when we mess up. But is your heart yielded to Him as much as you know how? You don't dig around, try to find out more. The Holy Spirit's big enough to show you. He's a big boy. He can tell you if there's something that you're just in rebellion to, that you've come into agreement with the enemy in. When you do, you let the trespasser do some stuff, but and don't get paranoid. Oh, well, I'm not surrendered enough. No, just as much as you know how. You'll be more mature as years go on, but just in where you're at. Is there any blatant area of your life that the Holy Spirit's been convicting you of that you've just said no to? You've refused to? Then that's not a smart thing to do. Kind of gives ground for the trespasser. You say, well, there must be some area of my life because the enemy's trespassing on me and doing all this stuff to me. No, it's because you won't use the word of your testimony and say, boo. He's been overcome. We're not trying to overcome Him. He's been overcome. You're in Christ. He has no claim on Christ. You're in Christ. He has no claim on you. And that's the word of our testimony, is that through the cross, you've been defeated. I'm in union with Christ. You have no claim on me. Boo. And it's time, and I hear this a lot, especially among charismatic Christians, even in the West. I mean, we're so demonic conscious. We're always trying to overcome someone who's been overcome. He loves that. We don't need to talk a trespasser into not trespassing anymore. Look what it says here in the verses leading up to that. Now is like now. The salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ have come. You're the one with the authority, not Him. You are the one with the authority, not Him, because you're in Christ. Because of the blood of the Lamb. Because you've been crucified with Him, you're one with Him, you're in Christ, you're the one with the authority. He's been overcome. So just stand in the victory that Jesus has already won. Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.